Well, now on Radio 3, we're going to head back a little further in time because it's time for the Early Music Show. This week, Lucy Skeeping introduces a concert from Aldeburgh Festival given by the French vocal group Ensemble Organum. They began the concert with this Corsican chant while processing through the church.
Oh. Welcome to the show and highlights from a concert given earlier this week as part of the Aldborough Festival. It took place in one of Suffolk's oldest and most beautiful churches, Holy Trinity in Blythburgh, a tiny village looking out over the marshes that was one of the earliest Christian settlements in East Anglia. Having survived a lightning strike and later on near destruction during the Civil War, the church's beautifully restored interior and excellent acoustic make it a perfect setting for the programme of sacred music we're going to hear today. It's given by the French singers Ensemble Organum, and we've just heard the music which opened their concert, Lettres Dévotées, from 16th century Corsica. If you notice the change of acoustic during the piece, by the way, it's because they sang the chant whilst processing around the church from front to back and back again, finally arriving in ensemble on the stage where the six singers sang in a tight circle. The group specialises in one of the earliest and most traditional forms of chant, an oral tradition which still just survives in certain areas of the world. And we'll hear an example of the so-called Mozarabic rite next. The old Hispanic chant that developed in the Visigothic kingdoms of old Spain. Here in cities such as Toledo, Christians had assimilated some Arabic cultural influences. And even after the 11th century, when Pope Gregory's reforms insisted on the adoption of the Roman rite in order to standardise chant across Europe, in effect, the old traditional chants nevertheless persisted. And still survive today in the Mozarabic chapel within the Cathedral of Oran, now in modern Algeria. The singers divided themselves into two lines of three, facing each other on the stage.
Oh.
Mozarabic Plain Chant from 15th century Toledo, performed by Ensemble Organum, directed by Marcel Perez. Many of us today will be familiar with plain chant as a sort of gentle flow of seamless melody, each individual note roughly of equal value and corresponding to a single word or syllable of the text. The effect is timeless and tranquil, a sort of soothing background for meditation. So it comes as something of a surprise to hear that that way of chant singing only developed comparatively recently. In fact, the sort of chant that we might hear in church today is from the 19th century, largely the result of the work of two Benedictine monks from the Abbey of Salem in France, who made a study of some of the earliest chant manuscripts. Although they were skilled paleographers, deciphering them turned out to be quite a task because there was no notation in the modern sense, just neumes or note patterns, which gave approximations of the rise and fall of the pitch and almost no indication of how long each note should last. These early chants had their roots in an oral tradition, and preserving them by writing them down meant regularising them and bringing them closer to the kind of homogenised style heard widely across the Roman world today. It's a complex subject, of course, but in recent years, Marcel Perez, the founder and director of Ensemble Organum, has explored some of the few pockets where the old chants have miraculously been preserved, and even better, where they're still sung today in both the Eastern and Western churches. This is an example of Byzantine chant. The text recites part of the Epistle of St. Paul, and you'll hear how the singer uses the non-Western scale with certain notes flattened and embellishes the melody with complex ornamentation in a kind of natural, almost instinctive way.
Pro.
Religious plain chant from the Byzantine tradition, Epitra de Saint Paul. There are two singers in this next piece, standing at lecterns at either side of the stage, facing the audience as they perform one of the group's speciality genres, a song from the oral tradition of mid-16th century Corsica.
Il soggio con lo canto.
Alleluia Videant Paupers, a Mozarabic chant dating from late 15th century Toledo. And before that, Le Sept Galère, a mid-16th century Corsican solo song. The performers are Ensemble Organum, recorded in their concert given earlier this week at Blythburgh Church in Suffolk, part of the 2015 Alborough Festival. Next, we're going to hear the group in what turned out to be the centrepiece of their concert, given before the rapt audience, an example of 16th century Byzantine chant. For this, there were five singers on stage, one standing in the centre, the others in a tight semicircle around him, chanting a drone behind his words. It's a slow, intense sound in that characteristic low pitch, and with the intervals of an augmented second we might associate with the Eastern Church. Hymne des Cherubins.
Oh.
Byzantine religious chant from the 16th century, Hymn of the Cherubim. Well, next, the singers of Ensemble Organum return to the more robust style of the Corsican tradition. The second piece, a traditional song from the village of Zicavo, is full of strong folk-style embellishments. But first, a chant with wonderful open harmonies from a Franciscan manuscript of the late 16th century.
Yeah.
Ensemble Organum with two pieces of music from Corsica, a traditional song, L'Alcudina, and before that, a setting of sacred chant, highlights from their concert given on Tuesday at the historic village church in Blythburgh in Suffolk. Well, to end their concert, the group stayed in the Corsican tradition for another remarkable example of early chant. It's strong stuff, moving in and out of sometimes quite strange harmonies, and the singers stood in a tight semicircle facing the audience, often putting a hand to one ear to concentrate on their tuning within this intense and expressive sound texture. So here's Ensemble Organum, directed by Marcel Perez, with Tantum Ergo, 16th century chant from Corsica.
Oh.
Lucy Skeeping introduced that concert. It was recorded last week at the Aldborough Festival. The programme was produced by Paul Frankel. Well, next week's Early Music Show will be live at the York Early Music Festival, where Lucy's guests will be the lutenist Thomas Dunford and the harpsichordist and director of the Early Opera Company, Christian Koenig. That's at the same time, 2 o'clock, here on BBC Radio 3.